The Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras has launched an urgent action denouncing repeated attacks against social leaders and human rights defenders in Honduras. It reads as follows. The Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras, COFADE, expresses its utter condemnation and concern regarding the repeated attacks against social leaders and defenders of human rights in Honduras, especially worrisome when the attacks are instigated by state officials for the purpose of generating public hatred towards the defenders. On March 10, 2011, Elmer Noel Molina, mayor of San Francisco del Empira, located in the western part of the country, initiated a media campaign against one of the members of the Civic Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, whom he accused of arson in the fire that occurred in the primary school José Naum Gámez in the community of Santa Rosita on March 6, 2011. The mayor stated on the Levantando Nuestras Voces, Raising Our Voices radio program directed by Filomeno Diaz on COPIN's radio station La Voz Lenca that Salvador Zuniga and Bertha Cáceres, members of COPIN's coordinating team, were responsible for the fact that members of the resistance set fire to the school and accused them also of holding clandestine meetings in the San Francisco del Empira municipality. Moreover, he demanded that they not return to the municipality, while also stating that the community radio station La Voz Lenca was a means of creating conflict. The mayor also communicated with national media, such as Programa TV Cinco and Programa Frente a Frente, which are both broadcasted through Canal Cinco, for the purpose of persisting with the defamation. The host of the show accused members of the COPIN of being vandals and called the public prosecutor to open a criminal investigation against them. The reporter has been inciting public hatred against social leaders and depicting them as instigators of conflicts that have provoked the insecurity of affected parties. Canal 10 and Diario El Heraldo joined the campaign and accused the members of the COPIN of having set fire to two schools, while the Secretary of State for Education said that he had in his possession reports indicating that fire had been set to two schools by members of the COPIN also active in the resistance. The criminalization campaign against the council coordinator of COPIN arose out of a complaint filed by this organization against the mayor Elmer Noel Molina and the district director of education J. Wilmer Molina before the prosecutor for ethnic groups and cultural heritage for the politicization of education and the unjustified dismissal of 8 teachers contracted by the Community Education Association in the framework of the Honduras Community-Based Education Project. Said prosecutor opened investigations. The prosecutors assigned to the preliminary inquiry became victims of threats and illegal detention by shock troops under the command of the mayor. We urge the national and international community to demand and remind the state of Honduras of its obligation to guarantee human rights defenders their right to carry out their work without unjust restriction and without fear of reprisal, in accordance with UN Declaration of Human Rights Defenders and resolutions of the OAS. The criminalization campaign of which the COPIN is a victim violates Articles 14 and 16 of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. We urge the authorities to take immediate steps that put an end to the criminalization campaign against the council coordinator of the COPIN and to effectively implement the precautionary measures granted by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights to the members of the COPIN. For further information on human rights in Honduras, you can visit Equipo Niscor's specialized webpage. This information has been provided by the Committee of Relatives of the Disappeared in Honduras. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on March 18, 2011.